Olin Lund's family has been in the North Fork Valley for more than 100 years as farmers and fruit growers. Lund graduated from Paonia High School, as did his grandparents before him and his children after him. After high school, he earned a degree in metallurgy engineering from the Colorado School of Mines and went on to a graduate degree in welding design at Ohio State. Like many candidates, he first ran for office because he didn't like how things were going.
I wanted to be a voice for Delta County, for the majority of the citizens of Delta County. There are a lot of things, there were things that were starting to be pushed and starting to happen, and there were some people running, and I don't want to be negative and beating on anybody, I don't mean that at all. But I thought that given my history, my family history, and my involvement in the county over the past generations even now, why that I could really lend something to continuation of the county along the same lines it was going.
One of the big things you just dealt with was the gravel pit, and before that the chicken farm, where I think really because of the growing population of the county, these different interests are coming into collision.
A fundamental position that I have on that is that there is a difference between the county and a municipality. The county needs to be As unincorporated, it needs to be really private property rights need to prevail there, in my opinion. On the gravel pit, which I was the lone dissenting vote on that, I really think the first thing is that's their private property, and as long as you can do things to keep them from harming their neighbors, I guess, or doing health and safety issue damage to their neighbors, then that needs to take priority, I guess, that it's their private property. The other one that you raise is the chicken house issue. That's a difficult issue in that it's a rural undertaking in a rural atmosphere, agricultural undertaking in an agricultural atmosphere. Yes, it's no longer pristine air quality, as the group that we hired to do the air quality study pointed out to us. It's not pristine air when it's an agricultural community. That's just the way it is. And so what do you want? And do we want a retirement community that's pristine, or do we want a working community where working people can live, thrive?
Lund's objection to retirees is simple.
They don't have to make a living here. They get their money from somewhere else. They work, built it up somewhere else. Then they come here and they try and keep people here from being able to enjoy the success that they have had elsewhere. They try and make it into something that they want to retire to rather than what someone else needs to work at or wants to work at.
All in all, Lund feels he's accomplished his goal of trying to keep Delta County the way it was, and that he's helped to keep the county in the black.
The thing I'm most proud of probably is the financial condition in the county. Mm-hmm. We're in pretty good shape. So at this point, we've got, I can't remember, $23,000 is total debt that the county has, something like that.
Out of a $25 million budget.
Right. Pretty solid fiscal basis.
Was there anything that surprised you over this last 8 years?
Oh, everything's a surprise. You never know. You never know at the beginning of the day what the day holds, what's going to happen. Maybe the biggest surprise is that people have generally been much more civil than I expected when I started.
And now stepping down after serving the maximum of 8 years in office, Lund feels conflicted on term limits.
I have historically been very strong in favor of term limits, but I have changed my mind somewhat on term limits because it tends to put all the power into the hands of the staff and not into the hands of the electeds, and then people can't access that. There's nothing they can do. I'm thinking again at this point that term limits are a good thing because, honestly, I'm to some extent getting burned out and get to the point of where, you know, just keep it quiet. The more you keep it quiet, the better, and so you just don't worry about anything. And I don't think that's the best way to approach the job. I think other people need to have a chance to get in, get involved, do what they can do.
And so we say goodbye to Commissioner Lund and look forward to seeing what new Commissioner Mark Rober will do. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.